It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm David Harper. This is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. We are live today in Bangladesh and the United States. And what has been a rather busy day for business stories? More tariffs announced from the White House. Nothing new in that at the moment, but the prospect of 50% on imports from Brazil has raised some eyebrows. We'll look at what it might mean, if it will happen, and what the reasoning might be. And also,
tech giant NVIDIA becomes the first ever company to hit the $4 trillion market cap.
NVIDIA, a $4 trillion market cap, which no company's ever done.
NVIDIA is back in the news again. It has crossed $4 trillion in market cap.
American chip manufacturer NVIDIA hits a big milestone, but will the AI market they're serving continue to grow? And is a university degree really a good deal anymore? Two BBC Business presenters look at that. All coming after the latest world news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Donald Trump has said he intends to impose a 50% import tax on Brazilian goods from next month, further escalating a political row with President Lula da Silva. David Bamford reports.
In a letter addressed to President Lula, Donald Trump described as an international disgrace the treatment of Mr. Trump's ally, the right-wing former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. He is currently on trial after the Supreme Court in Brasilia ruled there was enough evidence to charge him with plotting a coup after losing the 2022 election. Mr. Trump described the trial as a witch hunt, and he declared he was increasing the tax rate on Brazilian imports to the US from the current 10% to 50%.
Earlier, Mr. Trump set out tariffs he intends to impose on imports from another group of countries from the start of next month. They include the Philippines, Algeria and Brunei. Taxes of up to 30% will be levied, similar to the tariffs Mr. Trump first announced in April. He quickly suspended them 3 months ago after they caused turmoil on financial markets. Hamas says it will release 10 Israeli hostages in a gesture of flexibility to help overcome remaining hurdles delaying a Gaza ceasefire agreement. The Palestinian group said the core points remain under negotiation, notably the flow of aid, Israel's military withdrawal from Gaza, and guarantees for a permanent ceasefire. There's been no comment from Israel. The United States is imposing sanctions on the UN Human Rights Council Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese, an outspoken critic of Israel's military offensive in Gaza. The Secretary of State Marco Rubio linked the move to her support for the International Criminal Court, which issued arrest warrants last year for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for alleged war crimes in Gaza. The sanctions announcement coincides with Mr. Netanyahu's current visit to Washington. Britain and France say they're to improve nuclear cooperation and are ready to mount a joint nuclear response in the event of an extreme military threat. In a joint declaration coinciding with the current visit to Britain by the French President Emmanuel Macron, they say that any adversary threatening Europe's vital interests could be confronted by the nuclear forces of both nations. Here's Damien Grammaticus on what's being discussed.
At this summit, the UK and France are promising they'll make progress on what they call new and innovative solutions, including a new deterrent to break the business model of the gangs smuggling people across the Channel. When it comes to defence, the UK and France will sign a declaration saying their independent nuclear deterrents could, in future, be coordinated if an adversary was threatening either country, and there were no extreme threats they would not confront together. There will also be joint development of new missiles and air defences and support for Ukraine.
This is World News from the BBC. Emergency teams in Texas are continuing to search for more than 170 people still missing 5 days after devastating flash floods. They're assisted by volunteers who helped to clear away what the floodwaters left behind, looking for anybody who might be unaccounted for. A volunteer at Guadalupe River describes their work.
Just getting our trucks and tractors as close as we can and get all the vehicles, travel trailers, that sort of thing up, because even after they've went through and searched, we're still finding when we move the vehicles out, move trailers out, then the cadaver dogs are coming back through and finding more of the things we don't want to find. We do, but we don't.
At least 120 people are now known to have died in that disaster. The majority of the dead and missing are in Kerr County. A court in South Korea has issued a new arrest warrant for the former president Yoon Suk-yeol, over his brief imposition last year of martial law. The prosecution said there was a risk he could destroy evidence if he remained at liberty. Mr. Yoon's lawyers described the move as excessive. The European Union Naval Force operating in the Red Sea says 19 crew members from a cargo ship attacked off the coast of Yemen are still unaccounted for. Three are believed to have been killed. The Greek-operated vessel Eternity Sea came under sustained assault on Monday. The US Embassy in Yemen said Houthi fighters had kidnapped surviving crew members. The ship has since sunk. In football, the current men's European champions, Paris Saint-Germain, have reached the final of the FIFA Club World Cup after thrashing Real Madrid 4-0 in their semi-final. After stunning their Spanish opponents, they'll now face Chelsea in Sunday's final. Meanwhile, at the Women's European Championship, France are top of their group after beating Wales 4-1 in a result that leaves the Welsh on the brink of elimination. BBC News.